This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning and welcome.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
It's too early.
Too early?
So early.
What day is it?
Today is National Hot Sauce Day.
You want hot sauce?
Is this spicy?
That's, hot sauce.
Hot sauce?
Holy hot sauce!
Too spicy, too spicy.
It burned the crap out of my tongue, but I love it.
Happy National Hot Sauce Day.
It's showtime.
Hot sauce of my choosing is Texas Pete.
All day, every day. As Beyonce says, I got hot sauce in my bag.
I know that there's a big controversy, and there are so many hot sauces available, but there's something about Texas Pete that's perfect for me.
It's a vinegar base.
I guess it is. What percentage of food
everything
that you consume
all
would
of it.
You say you put hot sauce on?
Everything. All of it.
So would you say, you'd say 90%?
80% probably.
That you put hot sauce
yeah,
on?
Yeah, yeah. I do love me some hot sauce.
Do you always look for hot sauce at any restaurant you go? And if you don't see it on the table, you ask for it?
It depends on the restaurant. Like if I'm going to have a burger and fries, I'm not looking for hot sauce. But most other places, I'm like, where's the hot sauce? In here.
Yeah. I like hot sauce.
Hot sauce. Hey, Dale, remember on Friday when I told you I'd have you a surprise today?
You did. And I wondered what you were talking about.
Shall I give it to you now or shall we wait a moment?
Let's play a song.
Okay.
And then you can hit me with it.
It's kind of dumb, but I thought it's something I wanted and I thought you needed one too. So we both are getting the present today.
Ooh, presents.
Yes.
It ain't even Christmas. I love it.
I know.
Yeah, we'll do that next. Stand by. Time to get up. Welcome to the Wake Up with a Wolf Show.
Used to spend my night.
Wake Up with a Wolf Show. It's 6:07 now. Time to get up and face the day. 5 full days of work this week, by the way. No holiday this week. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to try to make it. So I returned Annie Stanley to her on Friday night at Dundee Park Golf Lounge. And she has it over there right now.
Just washed her. Got her filled up. Ready to go this morning.
All right, good. So you got a gift for me? I want it now.
I do. Close your eyes.
Eyes are closed.
I want to preface this while your eyes are closed. It is very simple. But I thought, what a cool little gadget to have as radio DJs. Here, Dale. Can you reach out?
I'm reaching out.
And I got one for me, too. Now, I don't know how
it's
well this one works.
It's a headphone stand.
Yes.
Nice.
I thought after we lay our headphones down on the table all the time, and I thought how nice it would be to just have somewhere to actually set them with all this desk space, you know? I don't know. There's something that just intrigued me. Now, I really want a really fancy, nice one for at home. Like, they make these really cool kind of wooden,
U-shaped
ones.
Of, yeah.
But I thought, let's see how these work for me and you here at work. We can build them and see if they don't look a little better than just slapping them down on the table at the end of the day.
All right. Well, on the next break, I'm going to put this together.
Perfect.
And get it going and see how I like doing it.
So, yeah, just something to hold them headphones up.
So mine's going to have to stand over here by the mic stand.
Yeah, you could tuck it right over there.
Computer screen.
I thought that'd be cool.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Like I said, I know it wasn't much, but I thought, well, I'll get me one. I'll get Dale one, too.
I love gifts. Thank you.
Who doesn't?
So, yeah, I know. Who doesn't? That's right. We had a great time at the Dundee Park Golf Lounge on Friday and made a bunch of cards. Thanks for coming out. It was our first event, but we got another one coming.
I know. I'm so excited. It was a good turnout last week. Tucker's Grill this Saturday. I'm thrilled to do this, and I know they're over there just chefing it up right now listening. So We're coming for you Saturday to hang out 10 to noon over there in Hornytown, and we're going to have a chance for you to make tons of cards for all of our troops, and we want to, you know, show them some love and support like we've been doing. So you can get in on that event with us, or you can do your own little thing on the side, but we've got the address to send the cards to and all the info you may need on making cards and the guidelines, 931wolfcountry.com.
You can make them there. You can bring them with you. Tucker's Grill, Saturday. It's going to be fun. Luke Combs, it's the new one where the wild things are.
My big brother rode an Indian scout. Bury me in Georgia.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. A cold football weekend this weekend. The AFC and NFC championships are set as the Kansas City Chiefs will be taking on the Baltimore Ravens, and the Detroit Lions will be taking on the San Francisco 49ers to determine who's going to be playing in the Super Bowl.
I ain't going to lie, I'm rooting for the Chiefs.
Well, it was a great, nobody could complain about not getting a great game out of that this weekend. It was a great game, and the people in Detroit, they're probably ready to have a parade already. After their team has been so bad for so long. Even the coach says, you know, this has been so bad for so long. So finally, you know, they're in the spotlight. So they're now America's team. I don't care about the Dallas Cowboys.
Nobody cares about Dallas Cowboys.
In fact, I was kind of laughing at the whole thing when they went down. So, yeah, congratulations to all the teams. That is all. By the way, six year in a row that Kansas City is gone to the AFC Championship.
Back gum.
Nice, huh?
I wish Panthers would get a taste of that.
Woo! You are hilarious today.
That was funny.
Hey, wasn't it great to wake up this weekend and it's so cold and know you don't have to go out? You knew going to bed on Friday night you didn't have to get up at 3:30?
100%, because I was not going anywhere this weekend.
And now, this week, a total turnaround. By the end of the week, we'll be getting near 60.
I'm going to punch somebody. I'm so sick of it here.
You know, it's the up and down, but here's what I believe. I believe that we had our blast of winter. I mean, it's not going to be spring all of a sudden. Don't get me wrong. But this will be the last of that down near zero wind chill.
We're going to see people in shorts come Saturday.
Yeah, it's going to be. They'll be out. So, yeah, be looking forward to the warm-up. It's gradually warming up every day this week until we get to the end of the week where, seriously, this forecasted high on Friday is near 60 degrees.
I'm still banking that the one time we get snow is the one week I'm out of town.
You know that'll happen to you, don't you?
100%.
Sure it will.
I'm almost manifesting it at this point.
Well, I'm going out of town the same weekend you're going out of town, too. So if you miss it, I'll miss it.
Well, that sucks.
There'll be somebody here to take pictures.
Speaking of snow, we did not go snow seeking. My husband broke my heart. He wanted to go while it was falling, not after it had fallen.
Even after you sent me that message wanting to know when it's snowing? And I gave you great tips.
I know. I'm mad about it.
Danny, come on.
Baby, lock the door and turn the lights down low.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Andy Camp. Somebody, I had stumbled upon this last week. I said that I had saw a new place to eat, Little Ari's. Had never heard of it. And a couple of my dudes called up and said, hey, man, you got to try it. It's good. Tried it. Chef's kiss.
Wow.
Recommendation for you. Little Ari's. Got one in Greensboro, one in Winston-Salem.
He did show me that picture and it looked divine.
It tasted divine as well. 6:36, it's time to get up. How'd you Girl Scouts do this weekend selling cookies? Were you out there? Which Publix were you at? How'd you do? How many boxes?
Now you know we're doing, the Girl Scout shout outs, and we're going to do it every Friday. We started this last Friday. There is a place on our Facebook page at 93.1 The Wolf where you can drop your troop number, the day you're going to be out, what location and what times you'll be there. Also, you could drop your link to order them online. I don't care. Share the wealth. Put it out there wherever you can so we can get these girls some boxes sold. And there's tons of other people who have dropped their locations. So if you're looking for somewhere specifically or near you, it could be a good place to kind of get a reference point to know, hey, there might be some girls out at the Ashboro Walmart or whatever on Saturday. So we'll shout them out on air on Friday, but it's always there on our page through Girl Scout cookie season if you want to add your shout out.
Free advertising for you.
And we're supporting the troops.
Trying to help you.
In more ways than one.
All the troops. Yeah. That's where it's at.
Three, two, one.
Are you ready?
yesterday's top three. Go.
Well, if you've been in or around TikTok at all, you've maybe heard of the hashtag mobwifeaesthetic. Anybody?
So stupid. It's so stupid. What is wrong with you people?
Don't get mad, Dale. The clean girl look is out and the mob wife era is in. What is the mob wife? Really, we're embracing the concepts of Italian-American moms of a certain association as seen on TV. Leather, all black, big furs, tons of chunky gold jewelry, heavy makeup. Completely opposite of what we were in 2023, which was more of the light, airy, clean girl aesthetic. So
stupid.
You're seeing your daughter or somebody want to try to embrace this. No, they haven't been watching Mob Wives on MTV. They are.
Well, they may have been. We don't know.
They're trying to look like they're from The Sopranos or something.
Well, I don't think that. What was her name? Who played Edie Falco played his wife on the Sopranos. She didn't strike me as doing that stuff.
Basically, if you look like you're going to a funeral, you've hit the nail on the head.
Okay. So stupid.
Just wanted to keep y'all here.
If you want to be entertained, go ahead and look at a few of these pictures. A few of these little videos.
Like I said, hashtag mobwife aesthetic. It's the big hair energy for me. So there is a company who's offering $10,000 to give up your phone. So ditch the phone, get $10,000.
You know, we talked about you going through a period of
which is why I kind of put this on here, because I feel this, and I almost thought about writing, you know, the essay they ask you to take. So basically, Siggy's Dairy, I'm sure you've seen their yogurt before in the store.
It's good.
They're offering $10,000 to people who can stay away from their smartphones for an entire month. They believe in the power of living a simpler life with fewer distractions. And they know the phone's one of the biggest ones, so they're just doing like a Siggy's digital detox program. And you can submit into the contest writing a 100 to 500 word essay explaining why you need a digital detox in your life and how it will impact you in a positive way. Got to do it before the end of the month. 10 lucky winners will be selected and notified via email, and we'll get $10,000, a lockbox for your phone, a flip phone, a SIM card, and enough Siggy's yogurt for 3 months.
Okay, I have questions.
I have answers.
First of all, in today's world where you do not have a landline phone at your house and you have children and you have responsibilities and obligations, could you realistically not have the phone? And how long is, what's the period of time?
They have you a month.
Okay. Could you realistically manage your life for 30 days without the phone?
Without a smartphone.
Specifically asking you.
Without a smartphone? Yes. I still need a phone.
So,
but they give you one even on this, a flip phone with a SIM card.
All right, so that's what I was saying. I said that, I assume that's what that's for.
Yes.
Okay. I guarantee you, well, I don't guarantee you, I didn't guarantee anything. If you write the essay, tell them what you do and everything else, if they sniffed an opportunity to get some ongoing publicity for 30 days on this, you might get it. And if you're going to do it, why not get the money for it?
Nothing
excludes you from entering that. Not one thing in those rules excludes you from entering. I know there's a lot of loopholes and caveats in a lot of these things, but I don't think there's anything that prevents you from doing that.
Or if anybody wants to just give me $10,000 and I'll do it anyways. I'll talk about whoever it is giving me the $10,000.
Yeah, I know you will. I know you will. So I think you should do it.
I could do it.
How long does the essay have to be?
100 to 500 words.
Oh, you could do that in your eyes closed.
I know. I'm so good at writing stuff like that.
All right. I'm going to press this.
I just hope that it's not the month that I'm like coming up. Contest starts. Okay, yeah. So ends. I don't know.
Does the entry period end or the actual activity period?
The entry period ends on the 31st of
January.
Month. Yeah.
Well, they'd have to give you time to get set up. They couldn't start at February 1.
No,
they
so maybe time. It's March 1.
That would be perfect.
It would be perfect.
Oh, I'm all up in
this. All right, I'll sign up for it.
So excited.
God. I hate the cell phones. This is right at my aesthetic. I forgot we're doing the top three. You guys are so excited over this. Last but not least, there's some Taco Bell cereal. Nobody wants it,
Nobody.
But I have to talk about it. They've collaborated with Uber Eats to come out with it. It's inspired by the Cinnamon Twist desserts. And You can order it to be delivered for Uber One members. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What'd you do this weekend? I had some cereal delivered.
It sounds disgusting, but that's what Taco Bell has going on. Anyways, I'm going to sign up for that.
Yes. And if it's in March, it'll be absolutely perfect. Oh, I'm so excited. Get started writing now. Open that computer up.
Okay.
Let's get to cranking. So excited. I can't wait.
I was a boat.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Good morning to you from me, Dale O'Brien, and that chick over there.
I think it's that hot mess.
Okay, that hot mess over there.
And am.
Hey, listen, we had a great time at Under Park Golf Lounge on Friday night. It was a lot of fun, made a lot of cards. We're going to do it again this Saturday.
I can't tell you how long it's been since any work event flew by. And that one, 6 to 8 was gone.
Touch the Troops is underway. We're making cards for the troops all around the world. And it's a little focus on their kids, so the children of the soldiers and the military personnel getting moved around all over the world.
So what we're hoping to do is with these little events, you know, give you another chance to come out, hang out with us. Let's make some cards together. We have already made like coloring sheets and do-it-yourself kind of cards.
We made it as easy as possible.
We did almost 80 on Friday, which is really great for 2 hours and people floating in and out. So we would want to continue this. And Tucker's Grill, we always know, has, you know, a lot of people there who love and support the troops in America. And I think they really are big on their military. So we thought, what a better place to do this next event, which is the same gist as last week. Come by, grab yourself some food, create a card with us, and let's just hang out.
Yeah, I'm already thinking about what I'm going to get when I get there, because you know how I am.
Mm-hmm.
Is it, because it's the perfect time for me, because I will have already been up for a long time. I'll be ready for lunch during that time. So I don't know. Is it a hot dog, burger? I don't know.
I might just have to go with the cheese grits, because, man, I love me some grits.
You love some cheesy grits.
I do. I can't help it. They're my favorite.
All right. So that's this Saturday from 10 until noon at Tucker's Grill, Hornytown/High Point, whatever you want to say. Hornytown's more fun to say.
It is way more fun to say.
People, I will never get over people who see that for the first time.
And
like, I should go, what in the world? That can't be real.
It's not real.
It is real. There's also another town called Climax.
Let's not go down this.
What is going on with you all?
We're pretty freaky in North Carolina.
Yeah, we're getting that freak on down here in NC.
So, yes, Saturday, Tucker's Grill. We'll see you out there 10 until noon. And let's make some cards. Touch the Troops, 931-WolfCountry.com.
I've seen pickup lines and dive bars.
It's 7:25 now. Are you ready to find out who Totally Private 2024 concert number 4 is?
Ooh.
Here we go. When I told you it's a biggie, we told you all weekend it's a biggie. Told you Friday it's a biggie. And we ain't lying. Totally Private 2024 concert number 4. You and 4 friends to see Luke Bryan.
What?
That's right, folks. Luke Bryan, can you believe it? Is Totally Private 2024 concert number 4. Qualify the first time this morning at 9:30. Wow. You and 4 friends to see Luke Bryan. It's not some huge crowd. It's a handful of people. You get to talk to him, meet him, get your selfie, get your picture made. Have him say something to you. You'll be so close to him, you can smell his sweat.
Ew.
I guarantee you there's plenty of women going, yeah, I like the sound of that.
All right.
Okay, so now that we've got that out of the way, there has been a change over in Alamance County in some school bathrooms. Yes, you heard me right. Changes in the school bathroom. What could they change in the bathroom? Hard to improve on the bathroom. And really, how much could you take away from a bathroom so that it still serves its purpose?
Well, I had to dig into this, Dale. If you haven't heard about it, an Alamance County Middle School made some changes last week, and they took the bathroom mirrors from Southern Middle School after students were caught making TikTok videos during class time.
Good. I'm all for that. Get them out of there.
Well, they said that since removing the mirrors, the school has seen a drastic decrease in bathroom visits from students asking to be excused to make videos. Now, the wording is weird for me. They were asking to be excused and then went and made videos?
Yes, of course.
Or they were asking to be excused to go and make videos?
No. They're asking to be excused. I can go to the bathroom. I'm feeling good. I have an upset stomach. I'm going to bed.
Well, they say though this is an adjustment, we believe these changes will foster better learning by minimizing disruptions. Kind of like how girls showing their shoulders is disrupting class. Anyways, a little irritated about this.
This is where we need to be on TV so you can see the look on her face.
Yeah, you should see my disgusting look on my face. Anyways, it says the school also started using a smart pass, which is a digital hall pass system integrated with the Clever learning software. They made it clear it was no additional cost to the district or school since it was part of their existing software. And this pass allows students to check in and out when leaving class so teachers know where students are at all times for safety and accountability. But it doesn't say if that goes along with their phones or if that's some kind of system and they carry a little tag or whatever it is.
Maybe they're lowjacking the kids.
That's what it sounds like. It's like a school-provided lowjack for going to the bathroom.
Yes, do it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Just didn't go and stay out in the bathroom very long for fear of that our classmates would make fun of us for taking a poop.
Yeah, but that was...
You just didn't skip class that long because...
But you're getting old.
Thank you, Dale.
So, back in the day, that's what you were doing. You weren't making TikToks. You weren't making TikToks back in the day.
I was dying to make sure I looked okay, though. Like, I want to know...
Do you have a mirror in your purse?
What? No, I'm not one of those girls. Why are the mirrors the problem? Why are the mirrors
look how
with
many
the TikToks?
Look how many TikTok videos are shot in front of the mirror. Look how many of them.
I don't have any inkling of an idea. Last time I saw a TikTok mirror video in a bathroom. I don't know. I'm like, did y'all witness the students taking the videos in the mirror and that's why they got it taken away?
Because you know if you're a teacher, you're using the teacher's bathroom. That's nicer.
I'm just like, I just don't understand how the mirrors are being punished here.
It's not the mirrors.
They can go make a TikTok whether they got a mirror or
I'm
not.
I'm all for it. Take them out. Take them out.
I think it's dumb.
No.
What's the difference?
Smart move.
And they still have a cell phone at the end of the day. One, they can still make TikToks. Two, they can use their phone as a mirror now.
You can't dispute. They're already getting results. Way fewer bathroom visits. They say.
Why can't they block the cell signal? That's what they did when I was in high school at Glen. You couldn't get a dang bar at Glen. And we swore to God they blocked the cell signal out there.
See, that's the next thing you need to do, Alamance County,
block
in
the
middle
signal.
School. Block that cell signal. Put a jammer in there.
Let 911 be like the only thing that, you know, I'm saying, or like the internet portion of it, really.
Because the internet is used so much in school today.
I know. And then, you know, it leads me to say, why isn't there a timed bathroom limit? Okay, you get 3 minutes to take a pee, 5 to 6 for a poo. If you're not back in those times... Because I'm telling you right now, can't nobody make a TikTok and edit it and put it on the social media in 5 to 6 minutes.
Did you ever have a teacher that when you asked to go to the bathroom and they suspected something, they would just go, number 1 or number 2?
No, I would have been mortified.
I had a teacher who
did
that.
I'd be like, number 3. three.
I did you did. Number one or number two?
That's nasty. I never understood the whole ask me to go to the bathroom. Why? Just let me, if I'm getting up and I'm walking towards the door, it's more than I got to pee-pee.
But I also had a teacher who said that, too. Don't ask, tell me you're going to the bathroom. If you just have to go to the bathroom, if you are sick, get out of here.
Yeah.
Get to the bathroom.
Please.
If you're gone for very long, someone will come looking for
you. Disrupt the entire class to ask if you go pee-pee.
Gotta go.
No.
I'm out.
Also, why are there not better rules on cell phone restrictions? Why are we allowing so? I have so many. My list isn't even done, Dale.
We'll continue in a moment while she has a chance to cool down.
Someone call up here and explain to me these things. Why are the mirrors the issue?
I'm afraid her eyes are going to pop out of her head.
Don't know where you at. Don't know where you been. Don't know nothing in my boots.
So many calls for Morgan Wallen songs, and decided to just go ahead and roll two in a row there for you on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
So we've been talking about the Alamance County Middle School that made some minor changes but got drastic results when they took out the mirrors in the bathrooms to cut down on the TikTok videos during bathroom breaks.
Wake Up with
breaks.
The Wolf Show.
Oh, Annie, all the things we deal with in the high school classroom.
I can't imagine. I really can't. Now you got to deal with this crap, too?
Yes. Listen, cell phones are the bane of our existence as teachers. No matter what we do, no matter what policies we put in place, no matter how we try to restrict them and get them out of the classroom, we just can't do it. We just can't do it. And most of that is parents.
Oh, yeah.
Well, my child needs their cell phone. They got to have it. What if I need to get in touch with them? We can't get rid of the cell phone.
Like they didn't grow up and like they don't remember having to call the school and the school has to call down to the classroom for you to get in touch with your parent. Like I just, it's wild to me the way we depend so strongly on these things.
You're absolutely correct. And believe you me, as teachers, we just can't stand it. But our hands are tied because there's nothing that we can do.
So I guess the mirrors is the only way.
Let me ask you.
Yes.
Do you use a cell phone at any time during the course of schoolwork? Do they use their phone for anything?
Well, we have been encouraged as teachers to become creative in the way that we let students use their cell phones in class.
Okay.
So we have been encouraged to let them use their cell phones in class for educational purposes. And so we say that they have an assignment and they can use their cell phone, but we're not stupid enough to know that they're actually using them for personal reasons. But, you know, I'm very lucky with the crop of students that I teach. I teach theater, so we're into live performance. So I'm very lucky that my kids don't rely on their cell phones as much.
Right.
But, you know, it's just a constant battle. It is a constant battle.
And you bring up such a good point, though. You do bring up a good point about the parents. I mean, no offense to any parents out there, but they do make life harder when they, I can't even. It's like, no, they don't. You didn't need it. They don't need it. They're fine. You need them, call the school. You know, so I commend you for that. This wasn't me bashing the reason, you know, it's just more or less trying to understand.
Oh, sure.
How the mirrors work.
But you would be surprised how many times we walk into a bathroom and there they are just standing there taking selfies in the mirror or recording TikToks or, you know, whatever the case may be. Believe it or not, the mirrors are part of the problem because they, for whatever reason, I'm not a TikTok person, so I don't understand it, but it's apparently, you got to have the mirror, Miss Burgess. You got to have the mirror. So, but it's what it is.
Well, thank you for all the info.
Sure.
Have a good day.
Thank you. You as well.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I still think that there's a bigger problem here, and I think it starts at home, just like with bullying and everything else. We are told, as I remember, that this was our job. School was our job. If you go to work, you're not allowed to have your phone. Guess what? At school, that's your job. You're not allowed to have your phone. I just don't understand the big ordeal with it. And I even grew up with cell phones in high school, middle school and high school, but they weren't like what they are these days. But still, we weren't on them like that. I think it starts at home. Put your phones away. Mom and daddy don't need you. Check your phone in between classes. I don't know. I think teachers have a lockbox or something. Just drop them all in front of the room. If your phone's blowing up, then the teacher can pull it out and say, hey, your mom's calling you. Must be something wrong. I feel like there's some kind of solution. I'd probably be a horrible teacher. I'd be like, all right, everybody's phone's in the bucket.
You know, as a parent, you know, my two kids are grown, but I mean, if you lock them into you do not get a smartphone until you can buy your own. That's you true. Get a flip phone from me.
Yeah.
You get a flip phone and that's your phone. And then, you know what? Then they'll get bullied because they have, you know, a cell phone. And I'm just saying, it's a vicious,
thing. Yeah. You best believe my 13-year-old ain't gonna have no smartphone. He's gonna be a 13-year-old. He doesn't need a smartphone.
You know, no, they don't. You know, they need a, you know, if it's a
situation. I'll put a GPS on them.
Oh, there's all kinds of programs. You can show them. I got my phone. Keep up with your kids.
But yeah, it's just like, I think it starts at home too. Put your phones away. Beat some butts if they ain't putting their phones away, okay? Taking out the mirrors in the bathroom.
Well, you can't be spanking in school anymore. Let me tell you, when I was in school, you could be whacked with a big fat paddle, and I got it.
Around here fast is how the grass grows.
Celebrities of the Triad celebrating their special days today. And boy, I love celebrating with you. Happy birthday to Cameron Lopatka of Greensboro, who's 3 years old today. Heather Dillon of Winston-Salem is celebrating along with Janet Bowman of Julian, Kathleen Sautel of Kernersville, Freddie Lee of Thomasville, Heather Dillon of Clemens, Nate Love of Brown Summit, Lori Hart of Kernersville, Jennifer Teague of High Point, Robert Sabotnik of Stokesdale, Catherine Tate of Lexington, Melissa Pegram of Climax, Jesse Brown of Madden, Brent Millar of Greensboro, and my husband's very best friend, Mr. Jordan Calhoun. Happy birthday, buddy. I hope your day is very special today. And we keep those lists short and sweet. I like it short and sweet on a Monday. If you want to get your name on the list for a shout out, it's easy to do. Shoot me a text, 336-799-WOLF. You can call that number too, or DM on Facebook at 931TheWOLF. All right, Dale, you ready to hit it?
I'm ready.
Now, just in case we missed yours.
Hit it now.
Now.
Happy birthday to you. Happy.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. This week, tickets to the Cinch, world's toughest rodeo. Rodeo's fun. It's also a reason to wear your cowboy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You can wear your hat, your vest, your chaps. Whatever you want to wear your ass as chaps. Wear them. It's okay. You go ahead and do it.
You just say buttless.
What call are we taking?
I would like to see caller 12 today.
Caller 12. Going to play Annie Knows Everybody for your tickets to the Cinch, world's toughest rodeo. Going to be fun. That's DLJBM Coliseum, by the way. Come on, let's do it right now. Good luck to you. Oh, the number? Sure. 799-WOLF. 799-WOLF.
When the sun had left.
Amen. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. If you're thinking, oh, it's Monday, oh, well, let me tell you about a guy who's going to make you feel better. His name is Nick Dunlap. Never heard of him. Well, he's a student golfer at the University of Alabama.
Okay.
And he made the cut to play in the Amex Open this weekend, which is a big PGA Tour event. He played and he won the PGA tournament, and he's the first amateur to win a PGA event in 33 years.
Jeez, good for him.
Unfortunately, because he's an NCAA athlete, he is not eligible to accept the $1.5 million check that was his for winning the tournament.
Why not? Can he sign it over to somebody else, like a parent?
He cannot accept this check.
Why would you even compete for the money then if you knew you couldn't get the money?
Because you're an amateur and you're entering a PGA event and you're going to beat all these pros, or at least you have a chance to. And he, not only did he have the chance, he did it. And the winning check, or whoever would have won if he was a PGA professional, would have got $1.5 million, which...
So they're just going to rip it up and act like it never existed now?
Yeah, he can't accept it. He can't accept it. So you think your Monday's not going good? What if you're a poor Nick Dunlap?
I'd change my name.
Sorry.
She took down a photograph.
Today's top three.
Go.
If you see your daughters or your wives dressed like the mob wives, then I can't help you. It's TikTok's fault.
Stupid.
It is stupid. But I'm living for it. I really am. Mob enthusiasts have seemed to reach the same conclusion as all the TikTokers, and that's the big hair energy. We're throwing out the clean girl aesthetic, the vanilla girl look from 2023. Where we had the minimal makeup, and we're moving into the mob wife era, which leans into heavy bronzer, eyeshadow, and voluminous hair. Your nails are probably done to lots of jewelry, lots of faux leather, and furs. That's if you see more and more of that look, I guess that's what's trending. As for me in my house, we will not be in that trend. I did the Snooki years. I'm over it. It was close enough to a mob wife. Close enough. Okay. We're trying to be thin, tan, and blonde in 2024.
I'm calling all you chicks Snookies for doing that.
So yeah, if you're wondering, that would be why. Maybe smack your daughter if you see her dressed like a dummy. Anyways, we also have... I'm sorry, this is making me laugh so hard. Also, Taco Bell came out with a cereal. There's nothing too exciting about it, but I just thought I'd let you guys know because we always talk about the things that are trending right now, and it is the Taco Bell cereal. It's based off of the Cinna, what are those things called?
So it's a cinnamon cereal.
It's a cinnamon cereal.
We already got cinnamon cereals.
It's a cinnamon twist cereal, and you could get this through Uber Eats, and now you can get $5 off your cinnamon twists with any Uber Eats Taco Bell breakfast order. So, I don't know. If you're a Taco Bell enthusiast, it could be something that excites you in your life.
Let's don't say we did.
And last but not least, I don't even know why I'm going to tell you all this because I absolutely want to do it now. Why would I want to put another contender in there? But you ditch your phone, you could get $10,000.
Yeah, you shouldn't be telling people about this because you're going to enter this and you're going to get in. I'm telling you right now.
It's Siggy's Digital Detox, and they're challenging you to give up your smartphone for a month. It's a new kind of dry January. So you can enter in until the 31st of this month, and you have to submit a 100 to 500 word essay, which has some serious guidelines. I was checking into it. But they're challenging you to give up your smartphone for a month as part of the Siggy's Digital Detox Program. And they want you, they're going to give you $10,000, a lockbox to put your smartphone in, a good old-fashioned flip phone with a prepaid SIM card inside of it for 1 month, and then you get 3 months worth of Siggy's yogurt, which is delicious.
I'm down with that. I love that stuff.
Right. So I'm just saying nothing but pros here. And a month. Does it give me excuses to like ignore emails through work and stuff if I'm not in front of my computer now? I'll take that month. That's a month mental vacay for me and $10,000. Thank you.
You can write that essay and tell me right now.
Yeah, Dale thinks I should. I still have it up. I might.
Because we're going to do this anyway. You're gonna go a month without a phone in March. Yes, you are.
I was a third string dreamer on a second place team.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Touch the troops. What do you touch the troops? What do you line up the troops and you touch them? No, that is not what we're doing. It's a little card making campaign that we do. We got, by the way, 10,000 cards from you last year, which is awesome. Hoping to break that. We got almost 100 Friday night at our event at Under Par Golf Lounge.
Hoping for maybe 200 this weekend. With the Touch Troops event.
Got another card-making event coming your way.
Tucker's Grill, Saturday from 10 until noon. We'll be just out there hanging out, eating biscuits. And
they don't have biscuits.
I mean, eating sandwiches.
I'll be eating the whole time.
I believe it. And we'll be set up with tons of supplies, stuff for you to come out and make cards and letters for troops and the military kids.
Yeah, essentially, we've done 90% of the work already for you.
You just got to color a little bit and write something.
That's it.
And then maybe buy something to eat. That would be great.
We got all the markers and the crayons and all that. It's basically a fill-in-the-blank situation that we've created for
you. Yeah, because you don't have to create a whole one. You just color the coloring sheet I made. I literally put lines on there for you to write a note. And we have one from Friday I took a personal picture of because I just really thought it was so sweet. Someone was writing on the cards, and they had done one of the pre-made ones that I made. I'm trying to see if I've got the picture here. I know I took it. Basically, it was just a sweet note that said, hey, oh, here it is. Dear Hero, hi there. I'm sitting in a virtual golf place with families writing letters. There's pizza and popcorn and people whacking balls really hard. If you're deployed, I'd bet you'd rather be here. I spent some time deployed, 2.5 years in Iraq. I appreciate the sacrifices you're making. Sincerely, Kiera. And I just thought, it took her maybe 5 minutes to do that, but what a sweet little glimpse into what's going on, you know? And it's true. They'd rather be anywhere than probably where they are. And so that's what the letters are always all about, is those special notes. And I was struggling to write letters, and I saw something as simple as that, and I said, you know what? That just spoke volumes. Real sweet.
And we're hoping to focus more on the children of the troops this year because they're getting moved around all the time as these people get moved and transferred to a different base. And here they go again.
Not only is the parent making the sacrifices, the family sacrifices too a lot for the parent to continue working. And we just want to spread some encouraging messages to them. So we've teamed up with the USO to do that, and we would love for you to come out and hang out with us, make those cards. And if you don't want to come out to the event or can't make it, you can make the cards on your own time. I also have the printable coloring sheets. 931wolfcountry.com. You can mail them in, 7819 National Service Road, Suite 401 here in Greensboro. That is the radio station. And we're just trying to beat 10,000, trying to spread the love out there. So if you want to help out, there's tons of ways to do so. We'll even come get the cards from your business or school or whatever.
Yeah, I've been throwing down the whiskey.
For you and your crew from Luke Bryan.
This hour's keyword is guitar. Guitar. G-I-T-A-R, guitar.
Take the word guitar and head over to our website, 931wolfcountry.com, where you can enter in the word guitar and win your way into the totally private show with Luke Bryan.
Wow. Talking about getting yourself a superstar one-on-one. You're going to get it with that one. Guitar. Go to the website, 931wolfcountry.com. Be the first qualifier this week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.